the so-called red flag bill is already in use in 14 other states. It creates extreme risk protection orders by which law enforcement officials can confiscate a person's guns if a judge decides they're at risk of committing suicide or homicide. Defenders of the measure include Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields of Aurora.
This is not about grabbing anyone's guns. This is truly about saving lives and protecting our community.
The bill is opposed by some county sheriffs, as GOP Senator John Cook explained on the State House floor last week.
They're worried about their deputies going in on a surprise visit to take somebody's gun. It's already a volatile situation.
Republicans also oppose the measure, arguing it denies the gun owner due process because they aren't allowed to be present at the confiscation hearing. About 24 Colorado counties have passed resolutions saying they won't enforce extreme risk protection orders if the policy becomes law. Governor Jared Polis, meanwhile, says the state sheriffs have discretion to decide which issues to focus on. He declined to say whether he would do anything to enforce the red flag law.
I have great respect for all the sheriffs we have in our great state, and I know that while they have discretion around prioritization of the resources that they have internally, I'm fully confident that all of them will implement laws that we pass here through the democratic process without prejudice.
Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser has said sheriffs who refuse to enforce the measure should resign. Polis encourages the bill's backers to work with law enforcement to address their concerns. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.